Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be looking into etheric implants, and we'll be using Atiyah Lee's book, Breaking Free from Etheric Implants, as our guide for this exploration.
Sounds good.
Have you ever felt like a heaviness that you just couldn't shake? Or like maybe experienced recurring patterns of fatigue or negative emotions? That's what we're going to look at today. We're going to find out if these unseen energy disruptions that we're talking about could be impacting your life more than you even realize.
It's a fascinating topic for sure.
Yeah.
What's really interesting about Lee's approach, I think, is that she doesn't just define what these implants are, but she also like dives into how they actually manifest in our everyday lives.
Yeah.
She actually uses a really good example
Okay.
of a woman named Sarah in her book. And Sarah was outwardly successful, but she was plagued by these mysterious energy crashes. And it
Interesting.
makes you stop and think, like what we often dismiss as just stress or burnout.
Right. It's like that feeling of when you've had plenty of rest, but you still feel totally drained. I'm curious though. We often hear about energy blockages in general. What exactly makes etheric implants unique?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So Lu describes etheric implants as being different from just typical energy blockages because they're more like intrusions that feed off of our energy,
Oh.
almost like energetic parasites.
Interesting.
So it's this parasitic nature that actually makes them so tricky to detect.
Okay.
They integrate into our energy systems so subtly that it's really easy to overlook their impact until they've created a significant imbalance.
So how do we even know then if it's an etheric implant and not just a demanding job or like a really draining week?
And that's where Lee's insights become really, really helpful.
Yeah.
She points out that these implants tend to create recurring patterns of negativity in our lives.
Okay.
So think about areas in your life where you constantly feel stuck, whether it's relationships, finances, or even just those self-sabotaging behaviors. These recurring challenges could point to a deeper energetic disruption.
That makes a lot of sense. So if we're not just dealing with everyday stress, then where do these implants even come from in the first place?
Well, Lee actually suggests several different origins,
Okay.
and they all kind of relate to vulnerabilities in our energy field.
Interesting.
One of the first ones she delves into is this concept of energetic programming.
Okay.
And this basically means that repeated exposure to negativity can create a breeding ground for these implants to take hold.
So it's like our environment could be affecting our energy.
Exactly. And this could come from anywhere, a
Okay.
toxic work environment, challenging relationships, or even just like societal conditioning that we pick up along the way.
It's fascinating to think that our surroundings can have that much of an effect on our well-being, energetically speaking.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Are there any other sources she talks about?
Yeah, I was going to ask, are there other things that she explores?
Yeah, she does. She also talks about the influence of karmic imbalances.
Okay.
So she suggests that unresolved patterns or debts from past lives can actually manifest as etheric implants in our current life.
Whoa.
And this idea really speaks to the interconnectedness of our experiences across lifetimes.
So past life karma could be affecting us now.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to think about.
Definitely something to ponder.
Yeah.
What about more recent events? Do those play a role at all?
Absolutely. Lee emphasizes the impact of unhealed trauma.
Okay.
So whether it's emotional wounds from childhood or unresolved grief, these experiences create weak points in our aura, and they make us more susceptible to etheric implants.
So it's almost like these implants aren't just random occurrences, but they're often stemming from specific vulnerabilities that we have.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it makes me wonder, how does all of this actually affect our energy body?
So if you imagine your energy body like this complex network, almost like a computer system,
Okay.
Lee explains that etheric implants actually disrupt the flow of energy through this system, similar to how a virus disrupts a computer's function.
So it's like our energy is being corrupted in a way.
In a sense, yeah.
How would we even begin to notice that disruption, though?
That's a good question. Think about those energy crashes that Sarah experienced in the book.
Yeah.
That's one possible sign.
Okay.
But Lee actually points out that the effects can manifest in more subtle ways as well.
Okay.
For example, unexplained fatigue. Even after you've had adequate rest,
Right.
it's a really common symptom. You might also notice like a heaviness or stagnation in your energy, like a feeling of being weighed down.
It seems like many people might just brush those symptoms aside as just a normal part of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there any emotional or mental signs to watch out for as well?
Definitely. Etheric implants can impact our emotions by amplifying negativity and creating a sense of disharmony.
Okay.
So you might experience heightened sensitivity, sudden emotional shifts, or even find yourself stuck in these recurring patterns of negative thinking.
So it's not just about feeling physically drained, but also experiencing a kind of sense of emotional imbalance as well.
Exactly.
What about our spiritual well-being? Does that come into play?
Lee suggests that etheric implants can actually cloud our intuition, making it difficult to connect with our inner guidance.
Wow.
You might also experience like a sense of spiritual disconnect, feeling lost or without purpose.
Okay, so these implants sound like they can really wreak havoc on multiple levels.
Yeah.
But before we dive into solutions, I'm curious about how they specifically impact the chakras.
Oh, that's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
Lee explains that each chakra governs a different aspect of our being.
Right.
And when an etheric implant attaches to a specific chakra, it can disrupt its natural flow, leading to a whole range of imbalances.
Okay, let's break that down a little more. For those who might not be familiar, can you remind us what chakras are and how implants might be impacting them?
Sure. So imagine your chakras as these spinning wheels of energy.
Okay.
Located along your spine. Each chakra corresponds to specific physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of your being.
Okay.
So for instance, the root chakra,
which
is located at the base of the spine, governs our sense of security and stability.
Okay.
An implant affecting this chakra could manifest as anxiety, financial struggles, or a general sense of feeling ungrounded.
So it's not just energy disruption in general, but these implants can target specific areas and create very particular challenges in our lives.
Exactly.
What about other chakras?
Well, let's move up to the solar plexus chakra, which is located in the abdomen, and it governs our self-worth and personal power.
Okay.
When this chakra is disrupted by an implant, it can lead to feelings of powerlessness, low self-esteem, and difficulty asserting yourself.
Wow. It's amazing to consider how these subtle energy disruptions can create such significant impacts on our lives.
It really is.
Are there any other chakras you'd like to highlight?
The throat chakra is a really interesting one when we're talking about etheric implants.
Okay.
It's located in the throat area, obviously.
Right.
And this chakra governs communication and self-expression. An implant affecting this chakra can manifest as difficulty speaking your truth, fear of judgment, or even a feeling of being unheard.
It's really remarkable how these seemingly minor energy disruptions can create this ripple effect across different areas of our lives.
Yeah.
So how do we even begin to identify these etheric implants?
Well, that's where Lee introduces a variety of techniques and tools for diagnoses.
Okay.
And these techniques help us to develop our awareness and become more attuned to subtle energy shifts.
I'm eager to learn more about those diagnostic tools.
Yeah.
But let's dive into those in part two of our deep dive.
Sounds good.
For now, listeners, take a moment to reflect on your own experiences. Are there any recurring patterns of negativity or unexplained energy drains in your life?
Good question.
We'll explore how to identify and address these potential implants in the next part of our deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
Welcome back. Last time we were talking about the subtle but pretty big impact of etheric implants.
Yeah.
Now I'm really curious to learn how we can actually pinpoint these hidden energy disruptors. It's like trying to find a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah. It does have that kind of mystery to it. But luckily, Lee doesn't leave us to just wander around blindly in the energetic matrix.
Right.
She gives us several different techniques to help us identify these implants.
Okay.
And one of the first ones is pendulum dowsing.
Ah, the trusty pendulum. That's always intrigued me. But I have to admit, I've always kind of wondered how it really works.
Right.
It seems almost like magic.
It can definitely feel that way.
Yeah.
But Lee really demystifies the process.
Okay.
She explains how the pendulum basically acts as an extension of our intuition.
Okay.
Amplifying those subtle energetic signals that we might otherwise miss.
So it's not the pendulum itself that's magical, but it's more like its ability to help us tap into our own intuition.
Exactly.
Huh.
And the book actually provides really clear instructions on how to use a pendulum for this purpose.
That's great.
Basically, you hold the pendulum over specific areas of your body and observe its movements.
Okay.
A clockwise rotation often indicates a positive energy flow, while counterclockwise might suggest a blockage or disruption.
Okay, so it's like giving us a visual representation of what's happening energetically.
Yeah, like a feedback mechanism.
Well, what if someone's not comfortable with dowsing? Or maybe they don't have a pendulum handy. Are there other ways to sense these implants?
Absolutely. Yeah. Lee really emphasizes that we all have this innate ability to sense energy.
Okay.
even without any external tools.
Mm.
So she guides readers through what she calls energy scanning techniques,
okay,
which involve using focused intention and awareness to feel for subtle shifts in your energy field.
So it's about tuning into those subtle sensations that we often ignore.
Right.
Like noticing if certain areas feel heavy,
yeah,
or tingly or emotionally charged.
Exactly. It's all about cultivating a deeper awareness of our own energy body.
Mm-hmm.
Lee also encourages incorporating meditation as a diagnostic tool.
Oh, okay.
She explains that by quieting the mind,
right,
and turning our attention inward, we become more receptive to those whispers of imbalance that might be present.
Okay. It seems like awareness is a recurring theme here. The more aware we are, the more likely we are to catch those subtle signs.
Right.
But let's be honest. Identifying an implant is only the first step. What do we actually do about it once we found it?
Yeah, that's a great point. Now we're getting to the heart of the matter.
Okay.
So Lee dedicates a significant portion of the book to exploring various healing modalities.
Okay.
And she introduces this central concept that plays a key role in both clearing and protecting our energy, the golden ray.
The golden ray. That sounds intriguing. What is that? Is that like a special healing frequency?
You could say that. Yeah. Lee describes the golden ray as this divine, heart-centered energy.
Okay.
High vibrational light that illuminates and dissolves energetic distortions.
Okay.
It's almost like shining a light into the dark corners of our energy field to clear out those stagnant or negative energies.
That sounds pretty powerful.
Mm.
So how do we work with this golden ray? Is it something that we can access on our own?
Absolutely. Lee gives really clear instructions on how to invoke the golden ray through visualization and intention.
Okay.
She guides readers through this process of connecting with this divine energy, imagining it flowing through their body, clearing out blockages, restoring harmony.
So it's like an energetic cleanse.
Yeah.
Using the power of visualization.
You could say that.
Yeah.
And Lee emphasizes that consistency is key.
Okay.
The more we practice working with this golden ray, the more we strengthen our connection to this healing frequency and we amplify its effects.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But are there any specific tools or techniques that can kind of enhance our ability to work with the golden ray?
Yeah, she talks about that too. She dives into several modalities that complement this work.
Okay.
She discusses Reiki, a really gentle hands-on healing technique,
right,
that balances energy flow. She also explores pranic healing.
Okay.
Which focuses on cleansing and revitalizing the energy body through no-touch techniques.
So it's like we can choose the modality that resonates most strongly with us.
Right.
And use it alongside the golden ray to create like a more powerful healing experience.
Exactly. And Lee also highlights the importance of working with experienced healers.
Oops.
She explains how skilled practitioners can act as conduits for the golden ray, channeling it with precision and intention,
right,
to really help clear those deep-seated implants.
So we could either go solo,
yeah,
or call in some expert support depending on our needs and preferences.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a real sense of empowerment in that.
Empowerment is definitely at the core of Lee's message.
Okay.
She reminds readers that they're not helpless victims.
Right.
They have the power to heal and transform their energy.
Okay.
Through a combination of self-healing practices and professional support.
This is all really resonating with me, but I'm also wondering about the practicality of it all.
Yeah.
Life can be so demanding. How do we actually fit these practices into our already busy schedules?
That's such a good question.
Yeah.
And Lee addresses this head on.
Okay, good.
She emphasizes the importance of starting small.
Okay.
And gradually integrating these techniques into our daily lives. Even just a few minutes of meditation or visualization with the golden ray can make a big difference.
Okay. So it's about finding those pockets of time where we can reconnect with our energy,
yeah,
and nurture our well-being, even amidst the chaos of everyday life.
Exactly. And, you know, even small, consistent efforts can yield significant results over time.
That feels manageable. What about preventing these implants in the first place, though?
Yeah.
Once we've done all this work to clear them, how do we keep those energy disruptors from coming back?
That's a great question. And that's where we move from clearing to protecting our energy field.
Okay.
So we're creating this resilient shield that deflects negativity and strengthens our overall well-being.
Okay.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears. What are some of the tools that she recommends for this?
Lay delves into a whole arsenal of protective practices and spiritual tools,
okay,
that we can weave into our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
She explores the power of crystals, for example,
okay,
each with their own unique energetic properties. Black tourmaline, for example, is known for its ability to absorb negative energy,
mm-hmm,
while amethyst promotes peace and intuition.
Okay.
Lee explains how to use crystals in various ways,
okay.
like wearing them as jewelry, placing them in our living spaces, or creating crystal grids for amplified protection.
That's fascinating. It's amazing to think that these beautiful stones can actually hold and transmute energy.
Right. It's
yeah
pretty cool. Are there other tools that she recommends?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what else does she talk about?
She talks about sound healing.
Okay.
Another really powerful modality.
Mm-hmm.
She explains how sound vibrations can actually penetrate and harmonize the energy field, clearing out stagnant energy and restoring balance.
I can definitely relate to that. I've experienced that sense of calm and clarity after a sound bath meditation.
Yeah, exactly. Are there any specific tools she recommends?
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there anything in particular?
She suggests experimenting with singing bowls, tuning forks, or even just incorporating mantras into our daily practice.
Okay, so it's about finding the sounds that resonate with us and using them to create a more harmonious, energetic environment.
Exactly.
This is starting to sound like a beautiful self-care ritual.
It really is.
But I have to ask, are crystals and sound baths enough to create a truly impenetrable shield against these implants?
Well, those tools are incredibly helpful.
Okay.
But Lee emphasizes that true protection really comes from within.
Okay. So where do we go from there?
She introduces a technique called the Golden Ray Shield.
Okay.
Which is essentially a visualization practice.
Okay.
Where we imagine our entire energy field enveloped in this radiant golden light.
So it's like creating an energetic force field with the power of our own mind.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
And she even suggests layering this shield with Archangel Michael's protection for added strength.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. It sounds like we're building quite the energetic fortress here.
It is, in a way. But it's not about isolating ourselves or living in fear.
Right.
It's about consciously creating this space of safety and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
So we can move through the world with confidence and resilience.
Okay, now that we've explored these powerful protective practices, I'm curious about real-life examples of people who've used these techniques to transform their lives.
Okay.
Are there any stories in the book that kind of showcase the effectiveness of this work?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lee actually dedicates a whole chapter to sharing inspiring stories of individuals who've used these tools and techniques to overcome challenges, heal old wounds,
mm-hmm.
and really step into their full potential.
I'm eager to hear those stories.
Yeah.
But before we dive into those inspiring examples, let's take a brief pause and pick up with those real life transformations in part 3 of our deep dive.
Okay. Sounds good.
Until then, listeners, why not experiment with some of the techniques we've discussed today?
Yeah.
See what resonates with you and start cultivating a more vibrant and resilient energetic field. Welcome back to our final exploration of etheric implants. In part 2, we were talking about some powerful techniques for clearing and protecting our energy.
Yeah.
And now I'm really excited to hear how these techniques have actually played out in real life.
Right.
Hopefully we'll get some inspiring stories of transformation.
Yeah, Lay definitely doesn't disappoint.
Okay.
She shares a lot of really compelling stories that highlight how these techniques can create some pretty tangible shifts.
Mm-hmm.
One example that really stood out to me was Sophia's story.
Okay.
She had a seemingly good life.
Okay.
You know, stable, job-loving relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But she just couldn't shake this persistent feeling of heaviness.
Okay.
Almost like this underlying sadness that she couldn't explain.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Right.
It's like when you have all the ingredients for a happy life.
Right.
But something just feels off internally.
Exactly.
What happened with Sophia?
So she started working with the Golden Ray visualization.
Okay.
And during one session, she had this really vivid experience.
Okay.
She saw a thick, thorny vine.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapped around her heart.
Wow.
Symbolizing this energetic burden that she'd been carrying.
And as she directed the golden ray towards this image in her mind,
yeah,
she felt the cords dissolve.
Wow.
And it was like a dam broken.
Okay.
A wave of emotion washed over her.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, it was accompanied by this incredible sense of lightness and relief.
It's like those implants were literally constricting her ability to experience joy.
It seems that way, yeah.
Did she notice any changes in her life after that?
The shifts were pretty remarkable.
Okay.
She noticed that her relationships began to flow more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Old conflicts seemed to melt away.
Whoa.
And she found herself laughing more spontaneously.
Okay.
It was like she finally had access to a part of herself that had been hidden or suppressed.
That's really inspiring. It shows how these energetic shifts can have a ripple effect, impacting not just our internal state,
yeah,
but our external experiences as well.
For sure. Are there any other stories that illustrate this connection between energy work and real life transformation?
Yeah, I was going to ask, are there any others that she talks about in the book?
Yeah, definitely. Marcus's story is another really powerful example.
Okay.
He struggled with intense anxiety.
Okay.
Constantly fearing that something bad was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had tried various approaches.
Right.
Therapy, meditation, exercise.
Mm.
But nothing seemed to alleviate that deep-rooted unease.
Anxiety is such a prevalent issue these days. I imagine many listeners can relate to that feeling of being trapped in a cycle of worry.
Absolutely.
How did Marcus approach his anxiety from an energetic perspective?
So when he learned about etheric implants,
mm-hmm.
it was like a light bulb went off.
Okay.
He realized that his anxiety might not be entirely psychological.
Okay.
But could stem from these energy disruptions that we've been talking about.
Okay.
He started incorporating the golden ray visualization into his daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
And during one meditation, he saw these dark, shadowy forms clinging to his solar plexus and throat chakras.
Interesting. And those chakras, as we talked about earlier, govern self-worth, power, and communication.
Exactly.
Areas where he'd always felt a sense of blockage.
Right.
It's amazing how visualization can help us connect with those subtle energetic patterns.
Yeah, definitely. What happened when he directed the golden ray towards those shadowy forms?
Yeah, what happened?
He described feeling the fear literally dissolving.
Wow.
As the golden ray washed over those areas.
Okay.
And it wasn't like an overnight cure or anything.
Right.
But more like a gradual shift.
Okay.
He said that his anxiety lessened.
Mm-hmm.
He started taking risks he wouldn't have considered before.
Wow.
And he felt this surge of confidence to actually pursue his creative passions.
That's a really beautiful example of how addressing our energy can empower us to make those positive changes in our lives.
Yeah.
It's not just about clearing the negativity,
right?
But it's also about creating space for those positive qualities to emerge.
Exactly. And, you know, it highlights that healing is a multi-layered process.
Yeah.
It's not just about addressing the external influences.
Right, like etheric implants.
Exactly. But also about working through our own internal blocks and those limiting beliefs that we might be holding on to.
These stories are so inspiring. It's amazing to see how powerful these seemingly simple techniques can be. Do we have time for one more example?
We do, actually. Isha's story is a great one.
Okay.
It showcases how this work can help us reconnect with our spiritual core.
Okay.
So she'd always had a strong intuition
mm-hmm.
and enjoyed spiritual practices.
Okay.
But over time, life's stresses and responsibilities had created a sense of disconnect.
Right.
She felt blocked from that inner wisdom that she once accessed so easily.
I think a lot of people experience that, feeling disconnected from their spiritual side.
Yeah.
When life gets busy or overwhelming, what did Aisha do to reclaim that connection?
So she began working with the golden ray.
Okay.
And it helped her uncover the root of the issue.
Okay.
She realized that past traumas
mm-hmm.
and unresolved emotions
right.
were creating energetic blocks that were preventing her from actually accessing her intuition. Through visualization and energy work, she was able to release those old wounds and reconnect with that sense of inner knowing.
So it's not just about clearing external implants,
right.
but also about addressing those internal barriers that we've built up over time.
Exactly.
It sounds like a powerful process of rediscovering and reclaiming our authentic selves.
Yeah, beautifully said. And that's exactly what Isha experienced.
Mm.
Her intuition became stronger,
mm-hmm.
her meditations deepened,
okay,
and she felt this renewed sense of purpose and connection to her spiritual path.
Well, after hearing these stories, I'm feeling really inspired to dive deeper into this work myself.
Yeah, me too.
It's amazing to see how these techniques can empower us to heal, transform, and create a more vibrant and aligned life.
That's the beauty of this exploration.
Yeah.
It reminds us that we have so much more power over our energy and our lives than we often realize.
Mm-hmm.
It's about tapping into that inner wisdom and utilizing the tools available to us to create the reality we desire.
So listeners, what are you waiting for? Start exploring these techniques. Experiment with the golden ray visualization. Connect with your intuition and remember that you have the power within you to create a truly radiant life.
It's been an incredible journey exploring this topic with you. Remember, the path to a vibrant and aligned life is always unfolding. Trust your intuition. Embrace the tools that resonate with you and never stop exploring that limitless potential within yourself.
That's a wrap on another deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, keep seeking, and keep shining your light.